Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AwooCast episode. I don't know. I'm your host, Nidoflo, and I'm joined with...
Kobold Northcote.
Hello.
Hiya.
This episode... No, you're not saying hiya.
Why not?
Because someone more popular than you uses it.
For the record, I've used it before him. I just joined the market after him.
The market? The meat market. Anyway, this episode's going to be about bondage, because we keep on saying, oh, we'll talk about that in a bondage episode. Well, here's the general bondage episode, which this has got to be general as general can be, because every type of bondage you can devote an entire episode to, like...
All the way from, like, pink frilly handcuffs to, like...
There's everything.
To dangling someone off the side of a house.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of different kind of bondage. There's, like, the light, cute bedroom bondage, you know?
Just, like, the little, like... Oh my god,
I feel like that's like 50 Shades of Grey introductory bondage.
Yeah.
Even though 50 Shades of Grey is awful, but we don't need to talk about that. Like, people get into bondage because they're like, honey, wouldn't it be like, let's just spice
Wouldn't it be
up.
Great if you weren't able to talk? If I didn't need to listen to you?
Okay, I didn't think about that. I was thinking more like, let's spice up our 30-year marriage and stop having just missionary and let's get some handcuffs from the sex store locally. Wouldn't that be fun?
Why did you say locally? To support your
local businesses, idiot.
Your local business.
Unless they're our sponsor, but no one sponsored us yet. So, actually, hello, it's Future Odin here, and we actually do have a sponsor this week. It is bigballoonanimal.com, and the coupon code is OWO, O-W-O, at checkout for 10% off your entire order. If you've seen the weird side of furries, lunars, balloon furs, you've seen some of the awesome balloons that are in that video. They're amazing, they're huge, they're stretchy, they're squeaky, they're fun, and they have fun prints and all sorts of things. Check out bigballoonanimal.com and use coupon code OWO at checkout for 10% off your order. Back to the episode. I lost my train of thought.
There was a
train. Oh, it was like the introductory... Boop, boop. There was an introductory to...
I like trains.
Why does
anyone... The SDF?
No one's listening to this anymore. You already just derailed this.
Boop, 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 boop.
Ride a train on your ass. Just kidding, you don't like anal. Anyway, like there's like introductory to bondage. They like start with handcuffs and then they start to be like, ooh, let's try something more kinky. Let's maybe I'll like pinch a... your little nipples. Oh my god, that was louder. I had to turn that down. I pinched his nipple because he's in person.
I didn't expect it.
Why did you scream like a banshee? Is that you during a scene?
No.
Is it?
No, because you genuinely scared me with that. That wasn't pain. That was actual, like,
okay,
you scared
me. But, like,
me.
as a bottom in a scene, no, as the submissive, are you just like, ay!
That would be hor...
I didn't mean it. If that was offensive, I didn't mean it. But go on.
That would be horrifying if I just did, like, a banshee scream like that in the middle of someone.
It'd be funny. It's like those people that you have sex with, and they're just like, ha, and you're like, don't make noises at that
point.
Oh,
God. Some people...
Fuck me, my pussy.
Just like, just stop talking.
Please.
At that point, get the ball gag. Just shh.
Yeah, ball gags are great for bondage, because...
There's some noisy bottoms out there that I don't want to hear.
Isn't that, like, great... I bet that, like, turned someone on. They, like, heard latex, and they're like... And it made their pee-pee hard. Sorry, there's a lot of balloons around us because I'm going to do a thing with balloons. Not sexually, just for YouTube.
I was just sitting on the couch maybe 3 feet away from Odin's desk, and it took me maybe 30 seconds to waddle over here through a sea of fucking balloons.
Waddle over here? Now you know what it's like to wear a diaper, which can be used in bondage. Sometimes if you do long-term bondage, you can wear a diaper so they can pee in it. Like real long-term bondage, like a day or half a day. James Bondage. Ooh, that's a good drag
that
king name.
That would be a...
James Bondage?
Jamie Bondage? No,
just
that's
like
too
James.
Far away. Yeah.
It's too far away. God, rope bondage, shibari, just ropes and scenes of bondage. Ugh.
Well, that is like the most like traditional, like when you think of bondage, you think of like ropes.
Well, yeah, because it's like the trope is like, I bet you know what got a lot of people into bondage was probably like those like cheesy like train sequences where they're tied to the train tracks and they're helpless.
Oh, I wonder.
I never thought about that, but I bet you that got a lot of, like...
Someone's just like, I wish that was me.
Like, you know, because it was an older cartoon, yeah. So I bet that got a lot of some of the older generation
100%
into it.
I bet.
Yeah. Huh.
I never thought of that.
And they're like, I want to do that to someone, or I want that done to me. But, you know, not...
I
want to
be...
Threat of actual death.
Not hit with a train,
yeah.
Maybe.
Just hit with their dick in their ass, or vagina, or mouth, or...
The way that you say vagina...
Ear.
In their vagina, it's just very...
I'm gay. I do my best. Okay.
You're trying.
There's also like, oh god, there's sensory deprivation bondage. Decretage. There's sensory bondage where you can be in like tanks or bags or breath play bondage. It's such a broad topic. Where do we even start?
With the beginning. Like, so just like,
what's with
like
a cross? Oh, I thought like a St. Andrew's cross because it was the beginning. Is that bad?
What?
You said the beginning. That's not even where.
No, but I'm thinking like simple bondage. Like, like as you said,
like handcuffs.
Husband and wife. Like, let's spice
handcuffs
up
our to
marriage.
The bed. That's really like the starter.
Yeah. Just like, I'm going to tie you up and use this magic wand on you, you know?
Oh. And before we even talk about bondage, safe word. You need a damn safe word.
Oh, that's
my first bondage experience was with a... Okay, I'm going to go on a rant. I'm getting myself ready. Oh. With the biggest fucking piece of shit person I've ever had the displeasure of meeting ever in Seattle. When I visited, he was like, I'm this dom that has this many followers on Twitter. And he like, my first bondage experience, I was nervous. This is before anxiety meds. The whole trip, I was an anxious mess.
Yeah.
And it really messed with a lot of it. But whatever.
We'll get there. Yeah.
There's so many things I did purely because I was anxious, but whatever. A lot of burnt bridges. But this guy is a fucking piece of shit. The first bondage experience was me strapped to a table. I was already nervous.
Yeah.
With a, like a Venus 2000 milker, which, you know, milks your cock. Like a,
really?
Like a cow milker. Yeah.
Like cattle.
And he told me, you don't need a safe word with me.
Excuse
this
me.
This supposed experienced bondage guy with his Twitter following.
You always need a safe word.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. No matter
care.
How experienced you are. Fuck you.
I don't care if you're with your spouse of 20 years. You need a safe word.
Yep. That, yep. Didn't said I didn't need a safe word, so we didn't have one. And then also left me alone on that table. Went and left for a while. Knowing that I said I wanted someone to be here because I was nervous the whole time. This is the same piece of shit that ended up, like, his husband stole money from me and then tried to make me feel bad about it for years and then talk shit about me on Twitter. But we won't get into that. But fuck that guy and fuck that first bondage situation. I almost thought I didn't like bondage because I had such a bad first experience.
I mean, I would not blame you.
Yeah. So it's really, like, I eventually tried it because of a person I really knew and trusted to try it again. And then I found out I did like it. But you need to find someone you can trust to do bondage. 100%. And have a safe word always, or a way of communicating. It doesn't have to be a word. It can be a hand signal, whatever. Or a
Because, I mean, if you're, like, gagged.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a like three in a row.
Excuse me?
What? I'm gagged. I'm simply gagged.
Gooped at the padge. I'm gagged.
What'd you say?
Gooped at the padge.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
You've never heard that turn of phrase?
That's not real.
Gooped at the padge.
That sounds like you're saying something weirdly racial and I don't like
it. No, gooped means like you're plucked, you know?
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, plucked me. Gooped and plucked.
Do chicken dip skin.
Gooped and plucked essentially just come down to shocked. Like, you're surprised by something. Like, you were expecting one thing.
No one in the world has ever said gooped.
Yes, they do.
No one.
Yes, they do.
Is it a drag queen thing?
Yes.
I've never heard that on any episode.
It's a gay thing.
I never heard a gay person say
that either. And page is short for pageant. So, essentially, gooped at the page essentially just means you're at a pageant and you think you're going to win.
So, if you're gooped.
And it's like top five girls.
I've got another turn of phrase for you then. Gooped in the vag. Do you like that?
That's how I was born. That's how we were all born.
Yeah, like. Well, no. Artificial insemination is a thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you're still gooped in a padge. Vag?
Padge. A vagina.
But literally gooped in the padge just means like you're one of the top five girls and you're expecting like, I'm gonna win. And then Becky wins because she had a good dress.
Alright, fuck whatever we're just talking about.
Gooped at the padge.
I hate
anyway.
It. Ew, what? Ew.
Plucked.
Fucked. In the head.
That was the
Don't,
worst.
What was that?
It's almost as bad as my snaps.
You need to work on your drag.
How dare you?
I've never seen you in drag, but anyway.
Neither have I. No. I'm kidding.
Yes, find a dom. There's a dom-sub relationship where the dominant person is the one conducting the bondage experience and the submissive is the one in the bondage experience.
Yes.
I'm sure there's ways of reversing that, but that would be very uncommon.
One of the biggest misconceptions that I actually learned when I first started, just...
The sub is in control?
Yeah. Yep. That
Ironic, but yes.
No, actually not that, sorry. That dom and sub are not synonymous with top and bottom.
No, and not at all. A lot of people still think that.
I genuinely thought that for the longest time.
Till when?
Maybe like 2.5-3 years ago.
Yeah, I still...
Ironically, around when I first met you. Unrelated to you, but just...
I still get that all the time, and I'm like, that's not the same. Top and bottom means, do you take it in your butt?
Pitcher or catcher, yeah.
Or do you give it in their butt? Top, bottom. Yeah. Dom, sub, dominant, submissive. Has nothing to do with anal.
Yeah.
It can, but it's in any situation. But yes, there's a dom, sub thing that's very powerful. It gives that power play.
Very powerful.
It gives that headspace that a lot of people like. Fuck you. I caught that. Anyway, it...
Caught what?
Powerful. Asshole.
You said it so weird. It's very powerful.
And according to Wikipedia, because I'm just curious, I'm like, what types of bondage does Wikipedia say?
Especially like the normies.
Yeah.
Furries really be
They say bedroom as a type of bondage. Okay. And then they say bondage for a purpose. Decorative bondage. Torture bondage.
Yeah.
Film bondage.
Like, probably, like, bondage of, like, film. James Bond's.
Meditative bondage. I like
that. That is a thing.
I know, but I like that. Metal bondage? Does that literally mean, like, what is that contraption? That, like, coffin with spikes?
You mean, like, the tortured, like, the medieval torture devices?
That's a band name, too, and I can't think of it.
Is it a metal band?
Yes. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't a good joke, because it just, anyway.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
There's public.
I thought that said pubic.
Pubic. I'm going to hold
chastity cage.
I'm going to beat your chastity. Little slut pubic hairs.
Chastity is a bit of a...
I'm getting there. BDSM. That's just the umbrella term. Bondage, dominance, sadomasochism. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Safety? Wait, these aren't types anymore.
Yeah, these are just the...
Oh, there's different materials. Rope, metal, leather, latex, and polish. Okay.
Polish?
What?
Could be Polish.
Polish, yep.
Yeah, Polish bondage. Great stuff. Give me your kielbasa.
I guess that's that's it for Wikipedia. Good old bedroom bondage and public bondage.
Pubic bondage.
Oh my god, Folsom Street Fair public bondage, though?
Yeah.
Huh. And yet, the position I see myself in is like, I want to suck their hard dicks. I want to...
But you also want to be tied up.
So, my experience with bondage is it's okay. It's not my favorite yet because I have to be... I feel like once I get more into the actual headspace of it and really am able to let go of myself a bit,
okay,
I will enjoy bondage a lot more.
I could see that.
Because there's still a lot of me that won't, like, let go. It's taken me years to say bark and pup play.
The underlying Odin anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's still there mentally, it's just not there physically as much anymore. Less physically or mentally, but I feel like I will enjoy bondage more over time. It's going to take time.
It's getting over that hump, yeah.
But that's hot. But shut the up. Part of bondage I like is the attention when I'm at an event.
A YouTuber liking attention?
You've made that joke every time.
Because it's true.
But it kind of is like a bit of a kink. Like, I like the attention of people watching me do the scene and being the submissive in the scene. I think that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like, I like... It's not just being watched. That's not just that simple. I like... Like, people, like, turning their heads and looking... Like, the same with that shock collar thing I did.
Yeah.
I like when they're like...
You like knowing, especially if other people know that you have a shock collar.
Right. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm doing this scene, and yeah, it's hot.
That public aspect
of... Yeah, it is a public aspect of... Yeah. So I guess I really do like a public aspect. I really like
public,
the attention.
For the record, is... If it's in...
Within a kink enclosure, basically, like a closed-off event to the public.
Really? I'm going to be controversial. It's not even controversial. Fuck the people, especially on Twitter, who are just like, I'm going to jerk off in a grocery aisle.
That's gross.
On a Frosted Flakes box.
No, once you're...
That's
once
disgusting.
Once your fetish starts to actively impede on other people, like that, that aren't consenting, no.
That's not okay. I hate that shit.
It's not okay.
I know that's not like strictly BDSM and bondage, but I hate that
shit. I have no problem with saying that's not okay.
It's not.
Like,
it really
jerking off on the train with, like, people around you watching?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
It's, yeah.
They're not willing participants in your scene.
For sure.
Yeah. Bad. But we're talking, like a
event. When we say public, it's, like, in a convention.
Like, or at, like...
Or, like, in a room with, like, a bunch of other people.
Like, yeah, like, Mr. International Rubber has a play space in the middle. You still can't have your dicks out, but you can, like, do scenes. But it's, they ID you. Don't play with balloons during the podcast.
I'm throwing it across the room because I keep kicking it.
They ID you. Make sure you're 18. You know, just basically events that are specially held for only adults, no children around, period. That's what we mean by public.
Yeah.
Special. Or like a
adult, everyone's aware of what's
going on. An adult bar in an area of it that's like,
yeah.
It's like a sexy bar that's meant to happen there. Or a urinal. No, I'm just kidding.
Those urinals, though. Mm. I love the urinal scenes.
Okay.
You're going to tell me you don't. People like tie it up.
It's fine. It's not my favorite.
Have you ever used one?
Yes, but it's not my favorite. I've peed in many pups' mouths, let's be honest.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Actually, a hot time was when we had a fursuiter. We tied him up in rope, put him in the bathtub, put a funnel in his fursuit mouth, and then peed in it. And he had to drink it so he wouldn't get it on his fursuit head. He couldn't spill any.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Pretty hot.
That's really hot.
Did he
spill any?
No.
Good boy.
That same furry loved to have people sit on his face, and he'd, like, huff their asses. Not my thing.
I love face-sitting. Like, receiving.
But he liked it.
As in receive, like, someone sit on my face.
Yes, but he liked not just a sweat smell, if you catch my drift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still not my thing.
That's not my thing.
No. But, like, good for him.
I like a clean butt.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that fursuit muzzle smells like after a con of a bunch of people face sitting.
Oh, no.
Because we did have a party where a bunch of people just went and sat on his fursuit muzzle while he was uncut, too. Oh.
Oh, it's majestic.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
If you haven't watched our previous episodes, we love uncut dicks.
Mm-hmm.
We stan you so hard. We're fine with cut, but uncut, ugh.
Do you have much experience with bondage?
With bondage? Well, okay, a lot of my bondage in particular isn't super...
This is a bondage episode, right?
Yeah.
You said it like it was a surprise, like, with bondage. Yes,
with bondage. It's similar with a lot of my other kinks. It's something that's very, very high up in the priority list, but I just haven't had the chance to do as much as I would like. Especially, okay, well, I had a lot of stuff planned, ironically, during 2020, because that would have been my first year in college, and, like, my first summer after college. So I had stuff planned that just kind of all said, like, fuck you, bitch.
Mm. Not
literally. I've done bondage. I have done, like, the more, like, cheesy cliche, like, tied to a bed and, like,
look, edged. It doesn't matter if it's cheesy or cliche. It's still
fun. But I want to do a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I not, like, the extremes, like, super, super extreme, like, left in a barn for 7 days.
Yeah.
But I want to do, like, some of the more extreme, like, stuff, you know?
Yeah, I've done...
I've only scratched the surface of what I want to end up doing.
Same. I'd like to experience more. I just have to find a dom that would be right for me. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
That's the fucking hard part. Because everyone wants to be tied up. Not a ton of people want to tie you up.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it really is a struggle just in general. Finding, whether you're a dom or a sub, finding someone that you're both into and also trust.
Exactly.
It's finding that weird balance because technically, yes, bondage can actually be used for, like, medicinal reasons. People do it for, like, stress relief.
And it can be legitimately non-sexual,
And is entirely non-sexual.
Yeah. That's really a thing.
But I mean, this is the Woo cast. A vast majority of what we're talking about is sexual. So it's that weird balance of trying to have to find someone who you trust and that you're also into, which can kind of be a hard thing to find.
Yeah, it sucks to find. I guess what I've experienced, a lot of it was from Gear Blast, another, like, a kink event, which...
That's in Michigan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my favorite convention.
That's in Detroit.
Ew, I saw that spit, like, fly out of your mouth.
That's French for you.
Downside of being impressive. Thank God we're both vaccinated. Ugh. But,
Get your vaccinations, you dirty little bitches. Really,
you
though.
Filthy whores.
Honestly, though.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Y'all want to go back to
normal?
We're
not going to go on a vaccination tirade. They fucking do it, but anyway.
Want to get tied up? Get your vaccine, bitch.
Kind of, yeah. So, Gear Blast is my favorite event of the year, period.
Okay.
Better than any furry convention.
Really?
Yes, because it's so freeing.
I'm your friend and I didn't even know that.
It's so freeing to go to an event.
And get tied
that
up.
That is.
It's so liberating to be tied down and used like a piece of furniture.
Okay.
But do you realize the irony of
I'm
that?
I'm not done. It's so freeing to go to an event like that because it's all adults. You never have to worry about, you know, like, oh, what if a kid's... Fuck no. Hell no. It's all adults. It's all adults that have to be kinksters. You have to be wearing kink gear if you're outside of your room.
Yeah.
That's, like, part of it. It's all just men, which, whatever. But That's, I mean, I'm gay, so that aspect is fine to me, but a little bit of whatever. Anyway, it's all men, and then there's, like, a play area you go, and the people are so cool, because we always have, like, a furry cabin with, like, a hot tub, and we just chill at night and, like, suck dick casually, and, like, it's, sex isn't a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
It's just, like, cool, dude, that's chill.
Yeah.
We'll have sex, and we'll have awesome scenes.
Like, I'm bored. Do you want to suck my dick? Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, no, not you, ew. But at this event, I've done...
Well...
ew. I've done... well, what?
Welcome.
Welcome to the WooCast. I am... No. I've done some scenes there. I'm trying to think of my favorite.
What is the, like, the furry presence at a lot of those... Both, like, MIR
it's, like, 20% furry.
Really?
No, and not MIR. No, at Gear Blast.
Okay.
A lot of furries run it. I'm friends with... They're Chicago furries that run it. Like, my friend Juno does the website and the graphic design.
Okay.
Martini does... I think he does website work with them, I believe, and just helps organize the playroom. And then there's... Other, like, a bunch of furries that just volunteer. I did some volunteer work.
So there's, like, a good furry presence at Gear Blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great I'm talking up this event that you literally, like, no one listening to, unless they've been there, can go to.
That really sucks,
though. I know. I wish it could be bigger. But I also like that it's intimate, so it's back and forth.
How big is it?
Like, 150, maybe?
Oh, that is small.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's some big old dicks, let me tell you what.
What?
Ugh. Oh, and some uncut ones. Mm. But I've been, like, hoisted in a, like, what do you call it? Like a lift. Is it just called a lift?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hoisted in a lift in...
Like a sling almost? Or...
It's just a harness you wear, and then they, like, hold, like, hydraulic pull you into the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in that in fursuit in Nido.
Yeah.
Which is hot. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then other fursuiters, like, they'd be in that. I'd literally, like, push them back, and then they'd go forward into my mouth, and I'd blow them like that.
I've seen a porn like that.
So hot and so yeah. Fun. Love it. I love sucking dicks if all the people are suspended. I'm like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the furry friends, really. I don't really do it to randoms that go to the event. Yeah. But I meet new people every year, so that's great.
As you're sucking their dick, like, oh, hi, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah.
I have done that.
Where are you from?
I'm like, oh, yeah, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very unusual for me, but, like, I feel so comfortable at the event because it's great.
Yeah.
I've been tied down to the, like, they have, like, bondage beds, bondage, why can't tables, I think of the term? Bondage tables, yeah.
Yeah.
That you can lay down in. I've been strapped into that and, like, jerked off and stuff and mm-hmm. blown, and I've blown them. There's, like, bondage furniture, you know, like.
Yeah.
In case the audience doesn't know, there's, like, furniture that, like, will. You tie them to it in a certain position, usually ass up.
Really?
Mm.
Would have never guessed.
Yes. I've also tied up my friend. Well, he was tied up to a Ducati that was there that was mounted.
A Ducati?
Yes, it's Juno's. Juno did have a Ducati.
Oh, my God.
It was mounted. Juno's got a visit sometime. He lives in Chicago. There's a Ducati, and then, like, we'd, like, torch them on the Ducati. Yeah.
I love that.
And we were in motocross.
What is your opinion of wax play?
What?
I know wax play tends to...
I've never
to...
done it.
Really?
I'd try it.
It goes along a lot with BDSM. I have done...
Oh, for sure.
I have done a lot of wax play.
I don't...
I love wax play.
I like electros, and maybe I'd like it. I just have sensitive skin, so I'm not sure how it would go.
Oh.
Because I have psoriasis, which is dry skin. I don't know. I don't know how it would
just
go.
Just gotta lube you up first. Dip you in some, like,
so cocoa butter. So I just wear latex.
Just dip you in some cocoa butter, and then you could do some...
Cocoa butter? He did, like, a jerking off motion.
No, I'm just, like, dip all of you in, like, a
I'm
bag.
A micro, and you're holding me up and dipping me?
Have we done a micro episode?
No.
That could be cute. We could do that.
What if it was a mini episode?
Just, like, a 10-minute episode.
It's a micro episode. Literally. That anyway! Also, I mean, not at Gear Blast, but I've been... I mean, this was a public video while I was in Odin fursuit when I was quite a few years ago in Chicago. And I was shibari, which is rope play. I was tied down to the bed in, like, a shibari pattern, like a web. And then...
So pretty, by the way, shibari is.
It is very pretty. We'll get into that in a little bit. I love shibari. And then he used the Venus 2000 milker on me
mm-hmm.
for about an hour. About a fucking hour. At which point, my dick was, like...
Raw.
A little bit, yeah. But also, like, I was blindfolded, by the way, and also had headphones on that were playing white noise. So it was sensory depth, too.
Okay. So, how are you with separate sensory depth, especially with your anxiety? Are you all right with that?
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
The one thing that does bother me is after a while, your brain starts to adjust to the white noise, and you can start to make out people's voices again.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, after a while, I was like, I can hear you guys again, and then they changed it up. So, or they turned it up.
It makes sense, but I never would have thought of that.
And your brain just gets, like, starts to filter it out.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
I mean, you do that, like, in a room, like, if you have an air conditioner running, you just stop hearing it after a while. You
completely phase it out, yep. You're filtering that white noise.
Damn.
Yeah.
The human body, though. Fascinating. Anyway.
And sexy at the same time.
So, anyway, you were tied up. Multiple hours.
Yes. Shabbat. Well, an hour of the milker. Yeah. And, you know, sensory depth. So we took it off, and I didn't know what he was doing next. All he was doing was rubbing my cock. And I was like, oh. I didn't know what it was. It was the weirdest feeling. I was like, what are you using on my dick? Oh, my God. Well, I was gagged.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Like, it was a crazy feeling because my dick was so desensitized.
Yeah.
That it was intense.
Really?
And then, after a little bit of that, he lubed me up and rode my dick. And he got off on me, which is so fucking hot.
Oh, for sure.
Dom bottom. Ooh, love it. Love it.
Gotta love you a power bottom.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I still didn't get off. So then he used...
You poor thing.
He used the, like, smaller Venus that was, like, not a tube. It was just, like, a sliced tube, you know? So it's open on both ends.
It's almost like a ring.
Yeah. And then, like, finally after, like, I felt like an hour, but I'm sure it was, like, 10 more minutes, I finally came and it was pretty intense.
That sounds really hot.
Yeah. It was. And that video was out on the internet and some assholes keep uploading it, but, you know, part of it was on the internet. I've also done with Ari, was tied up to like a, I think it was a sling, like just the, for the support, and then flogged.
Okay.
It took a lot of convincing for me to finally try. He's like, just try it. And I was like, I don't like pain. And I don't. I still don't like pain. Not a lot of people like pain.
You know?
It sucks. But that's also sort of why
no one stubs their toe and goes, ah!
Yeah. That's sort of why I like flogging. Getting flogged. I also actually enjoy flogging people.
Okay.
So that's one thing I actually don't mind dominating people with. But, yeah, I got flogged by him for a long time, and it started to get more intense after a while. And then it was so interesting. I kind of talked to you earlier about it, but I hit a point where I actually stopped feeling pain, and it was pure euphoria. It feels like longer than it is, but it's a pretty short amount of time that your body does that.
Yeah.
And that's because you've hit your pain threshold, and your body's like, holy shit, and it just sends a ton of endorphins to you, because it's like, I'm sorry, you're going through this. Here's a little endorphins.
Yeah.
And it's this rush, like, oh my God. It's like a drug that I don't do drugs. But it's like, I imagine what drugs feel like. And then, one more hit, and then you're out of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, stop. Because once you feel that, and then you go back to that, it's like, most people would just be like, tapped out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are more intense subs that are like, keep going.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hit it again. I mean, it's a good indicator that your body's like, all right, chill.
Yeah.
But it takes...
Maybe let's not.
Yeah, it takes so much pain to get there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And my back was so red the next day.
Oh my God.
Which was hot because I walked around showing it because I was like, fuck yeah, I did that, bitch.
Look at me.
Yeah, look at me. And that was when I was skinny, so it was hot. I mean, you're hot if you're not skinny, too. I'm just talking about my own body.
Yeah.
But,
Hot twink trade.
I hate the term trade.
Really?
Meat market?
Shut up.
Beastars meat market?
We just recorded the Anthrocast Beastars episode, and we were just talking about the meat market and Beastars, so.
Beatstars?
Beatstars.
Beat Saber?
No, just Beatstars. We just talk about beats.
Okay.
Beats are good.
Nothing beats that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Bondage.
Yeah. What? You must have done something, right?
Yeah, I've done bondage. I just haven't done it to, like, I haven't gone as extreme as you have. I want to. That's the end goal. So I've done like the tied to a bed shit. I mean, I already said this though.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'll give a few more of my experiences and then we'll get into like what you want to experience.
Yeah, for sure.
I also had a really like master Shibari guy do like spider webbing on the bed that was like beautiful. And like the more you tensed up, the tighter it got.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
Which is really cool. I was excited to try it. And then that was also the first time that I got sounded, which I was terrified of.
I don't like it.
I didn't like it. Like, I don't want to...
Discourage?
Like, I don't like needles. Mm-hmm. It's not a needle. It's different. I mean, yeah. It's a rounded rod.
Yeah.
But I don't like the idea of something going in my dick. I didn't like the visual of it for me. So I was like, fuck it. I'll try it.
Okay.
So it was with that Dom that I really trust.
Yeah.
Same guy. Like, he could get me to do anything. Like, let's fucking try it. So I didn't look while they put it in. But they put the sounding rod in, which is a metal rod with sterile lube. And yeah. Used gloves because responsible bondage. He did that. And then I was soft. And then he got it in there. And oops, I got hard. Because it felt good.
Yeah.
And then, like, he'd rub that rod in and out. And it feels so different. The best way I can describe it as, you know that super relieving feeling as you're peeing? Like that,
Yeah, especially, like, when you haven't peed in a long time. Yes. And you really have to go.
It's that, but over and over. But, like,
I get the sensation. I did not like it. You have been sounded. I have. Well, I sounded myself.
Hmm.
But I haven't had someone do it to me. The sensation didn't do much for me. I understand, like, it's a different sensation, and I could see how someone else could like it. Just wasn't my thing.
I liked it, but if I was at, like, a weekend event, it would be, like, the last thing I do.
Yeah.
Because it does burn when you piss after a few times.
Yeah.
Because your dick is not used to that stimulation and that, like, it's, yeah. So it'll burn a few times, which they didn't tell me, but I experienced it. Feels like a UTI if you've ever had one, or chlamydia or gonorrhea, that burning, which I've had.
Okay.
Yeah, that burning feeling. So.
Now I know what a UTI feels like.
Yeah, I know because I've had them, but hey.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
At least I tested and told all my partners like a responsible adult.
Yay.
Get regularly tested.
Honestly, though.
But yeah, I would say try sounding, even if you don't think you like it. Like, that's the same thing with flogging. Didn't think I'd like it. Thought I'd hate it. Diapers, thought I'd fucking hate them. It's always like, I think I'd fucking hate that. And then you try it and you're like, fuck.
Do you know what you just reminded me of? You know those, I don't know what to call them. They're those little wheels that you can roll up and down. Some
fucking hate those. Oh my god, a pinwheel.
Oh, I love those.
Like a spur. A boot spur.
Yeah, it's like a boot spur, only it's on a stick, and you can roll it up and down someone's whatever, like back, dick.
I was tied up, and someone did that to me, and it literally just pissed me off, and it took me out of it. I fucking hate that sensation.
Do they, like, hurt for you, or do you just not like the sensation?
I don't like the sensation. It's just unpleasant, and it's just fucking annoying. Like, I just genuinely am like, I hate this. Stop.
I love that sensation so much. Mm-mm. That's one of my favorite things. I've done that to myself before, genuinely, because I just love the sensation of it.
I like ASMR, and that's definitely not ASMR. That's like, owie, get away.
Hmm.
And it's annoying. Which I can see a lot of people not liking electro, but I think it's fun. Feels good.
I've never done full electro. I've done, like, the cattle prods almost. Like, outside of like, just jokingly.
I just want to say, during that scene with the milker and then him riding me, also there's electro, too.
I've never done full, like, e-stim. Mm-hmm. Like, the little, like, battery bank or whatever with, like, the little nodules.
I used to have one.
I've essentially done, like, just, like, the cattle prod-esque kind of things. Like, just, like, the little quick tase.
Eastim's very different.
The little quick tasings.
Eastim's very different.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
It's just a different sensation.
Okay.
Because that's a spark, and then this is, like, a constant pulse.
A continuous.
Like, yeah. You ever touch a cow fence?
No, because yeah, exactly. I live in a city.
Yeah, no, I touched cow fences when I was younger, because it's funny. Those fucking hurt.
Why?
Maybe that's why I like electro. Because you're a bored kid and something to do, you're like, hee hee, ow. It really hurts.
Who hurts you?
It's funny.
The cow fans?
A lot of kids get curious and they're like, please. Now I like electro. We found out my trigger.
Shibari.
We both looked at the Wikipedia page and saw the rope pictures. Shibari.
It's so beautiful.
Yes, it is. It's such an art.
Oh, God. I've genuinely watched Shibari videos, not sexually.
Visual ASMR.
Just, it is so beautiful.
When they do, like, the whole room Shibari, where it's, like, an intricate...
Just, it's like the only way I can describe it is like a web.
Yeah, it is. It's like they're weaving a web.
It is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, today we are on a
Shibari's rope play.
Yeah, it's a very intricate. I think it's Japanese.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's a very, very intricate design and pattern based bondage using rope.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the patterns can be so complex and so beautiful.
And it's great. And if you know what you're doing, you know, people buy spacer bars, they buy handcuffs, etc. You can make all that out of rope, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. You could tie a person in a position you want them to be in. You have to be careful, because it can hurt, but if you get high-quality rope and know what you're doing,
it doesn't leave, like, rope burn or whatever.
Yeah, high quality rope, which Martini
like just sells, just a little strand of rope that we were using today, just for literally
holding. I believe it was jute. Yeah.
Yeah, even that was just
it's soft,
exponentially softer than any you would think it would have been made out of silk. It was just so soft, probably treated with something else, but yeah.
Yeah, Martini sold that to me because he knows he's tied me up before. He knows his shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I've seen people, like, tied up and, like, suspended and stuff. It's really cool.
Although there is something kinky about sometimes using a rougher rope.
Sure.
Assuming if it is for, like, a shorter scene.
Yeah, if it's part of the scene. And if it's
not too painful. Sometimes just using, like, Menards, Home Depot, like, $1.99 a yard
rope. Yeah, you just have to know that it's less safe and know the boundaries of it, etc.
You're not going to suspend someone from the ceiling for that. It's more so just for quick, like, I'm going to tie you up.
I bought my boyfriend Shibari rope, like, from my friend Martini. And he's like, I'm going to learn Shibari. I'm like, damn it, learn it so you can do it to me. That'd be hot.
I could. I don't picture him.
I don't picture him as a dom, but still, you can tie people up.
I wonder.
Love you, honey. I do, but I just don't picture you as a dom. But yeah. Yeah.
I kind of want to learn Shibari. Not for you.
Oof, yeah, no, gross. In general, because it's cool.
Yeah. Just as like a skill in general, I think that'd be cool to have.
Yeah, and like one time at MIR, I was like, I don't feel like putting on much gear, blah, blah, blah. And then he just did like Shibari where my arms were like tied up or whatever, and it like looks pretty.
Yeah.
When you walk, or a Shibari harness.
Those are real nice.
Yeah, it's cool. You can do so much with it. YouTube. I'm sure that's how you can learn it.
I mean, you do see it a lot on YouTube. Mm-hmm. A lot of the instructional videos are on YouTube. If you're looking for the actual porn, that's when you can find it elsewhere. Yeah, but
obviously.
Yeah. YouTube is actually a surprisingly good go-to for just looking up instructional videos.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you feel about torture bondage?
I love it.
I know you do.
I love it.
I already knew you did.
This is one of those, like, I wish I could go more extreme. I just have not had the chance to. I love torture bondage, both receiving and giving.
It is fun to give, too. This is also one of the bondages that I don't mind doling out as well as receiving. I can't do a ton of receiving on it, so it's more fun to dole out.
Yeah.
Like, I've, you know, done CBT. I've, like, beat the fuck out of people's balls, shocked
CBT
them.
CBT is great.
I've literally stuck a needle through someone's nut. Or into their nut, not through it. Like, their ball. Yeah, I've, like, hit people, like, punched them, flogged them.
We saw it on Dracula, but I forgot what it's called, the rod play? Like, putting needles through, like, the rods?
Yeah.
Like, the two, what is that
piercing,
called?
Piercing, right?
Like, the piercing play?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I really like that. Mm-mm. That's one of my favorites.
No, don't do that. Don't do that to me. I don't like needles. I don't want
to
be pierced.
Don't do that to me. Well, you don't like needles, so that wasn't...
Will I try it Sunday? Sure. Will I like it? Who knows? Probably not, though, because I just fucking hate needles.
You said they're diapers, though, so who knows?
Right, that's why I said, who knows? Like, I'm not closed-minded about stuff.
Someday you're going to show up with, like, 40 piercings, like, rods sticking.
One thing I will never
try. You're like a porcupine.
Ew, no. One thing I will never try, though, is scat. You will never get me to try that.
I'm sorry.
The smell is already like, nope, sight, nope. Anything about it, nope, don't care, nope.
If you're into it, good for you.
Good for you, don't care. That's totally fine, but me, it's just like, will never try it, have no desire to, can't.
It's not even so much that for me. It's an instant turn-off.
Exactly. Every single,
like,
thing about it.
If you're fucking someone and there's like
a scent of it even.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, maybe I can either finish quick.
Yeah.
Or if not, it's going away.
I mean, like, I kind of glossed across this earlier, but I like rimming. I like face sitting, like someone sitting on my face.
Yeah.
It needs to be clean. Mm-hmm. Like, I want it to be like head and shoulders.
I know a lot of guys that are like, it's okay if it's not. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're intense, but that's cool.
Yeah, I want their ass to taste like fucking Head and Shoulders.
Oh.
Like, I want it, well, not that far, okay. But I want it to be clean.
I hate when I go to sniff someone's balls and it just smells like deodorant.
Axe,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, please just give me your sweaty balls. Your manly scented balls. Okay, anyway. Going off topic.
That side, just give me your manly musky balls. But yeah, if you're into shit.
Good for you. Don't care.
Yeah, just not totally our fine. Thing. Just not our thing.
But yeah, torture bondage is I like
that
it.
Is one of the most you need to have a safe word.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They're obviously, like, you need to have a safe word for everything, but
I've choked people too.
Yeah,
they showed me how to do it and we had a safe word and stuff, and I still was careful as fuck.
Yeah,
I didn't like extreme choke them out because I'm not there yet. I need to like learn it better, but yeah, I mean, I like
those are ones where you need to make sure you have someone you trust as well.
I do. Come to think about it, I most like doming when it's, like, torture-y stuff. Consensual torture, obviously. Yeah. That actually, because it's just, I don't see it as sexual.
Okay.
When I'm doming like that. I just think it's kind of, like, fun to give them that experience, and it's fun to do it. Like, it's interesting to see a person react to things.
a huge part of, especially as a Dom, a huge part of the enjoyment you get is someone else receiving the gratification.
Your enjoyment is someone else's enjoyment. Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. If you're a greedy Dom, it's okay. Yeah. Because if the other person's into that, good for you.
That's what they're into, fine.
But part of the Dom is kind of like that caretakery kind of,
yeah,
make sure that they get off and then you can get off, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I should learn how to torture Dom more because that's pretty in demand.
Honestly, though.
Yeah. And it is fun.
You could be the Dom of someone's dreams.
If I lost 20 pounds.
Dream Dommy.
Dream Dommy. No.
Ew. Okay.
What about meditative bondage? I've never even, like, thought
could
about
it. Could
you
click on that? I'm kind of curious to see.
We have the Wikipedia page open. We said it. This form of bondage is seldom used in Western bondage. Oh, however, in Japanese bondage, shibari.
Shibari.
No, it says shibari.
I know.
Chivalry.
Shibari.
Is an important aspect, possibly originally having evolved from a religious tradition where the interest is restrained partner's spiritual situation rather than corporal situation. Okay, I guess.
I mean, yeah. I genuinely know that there are people who, because this is like meditation based, but I do know people who do bondage, ironically, to like, for like anxiety relief.
Yeah, because you are no longer...
It's just like kind of, you being out of control lets you kind of let go of control. Yeah. And just kind of lets you just like release so much anxiety and stress, which is one of the main reasons why I like bondage.
And yet you need to get over your claustrophobia.
It is one of the ultimate ironies and paradoxes of the fact that being tied up makes you feel more free. At least for me.
Mentally.
It does. Yeah.
Just not physically.
Duh. But yeah. It's such a hilarious paradox, but yeah. It could be very mentally and emotionally liberating.
One thing I really have a problem with is bondage is my mind starts to wander completely away from the situation.
And you're just like, what am I doing next Thursday?
Exactly. Like, I start to just forget that I'm in bondage and just think about mundane things. It's almost like It's almost like I wish I could take a fucking Ritalin and just like focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like I can't just be like, this is hot, I like this.
I'm assuming you mainly mean as like a sub.
Yeah, of course.
It's like a receiving end. Yeah.
Sometimes it's even like that during sex. My mind will just wander to other stuff. Even though I love the situation.
100%.
I wonder, is that normal?
That's happened to me before too.
But like, it happens quite often. And it doesn't matter how amazing the situation is, amazing the dick is, sometimes my mind will just be like,
all of a sudden you find yourself counting windows.
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck? I'm still hard and fucking, but I'm just like,
like, how many windows are in this room?
I'm like, wait a minute, this is really hot. Why the fuck am I not focused?
Yeah.
I wonder if I have ADD a little bit. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It's not like something extreme.
No, I don't. It would not be extreme ADD. But
yeah, no.
I wonder if I do have a little bit.
I could theoretically say it. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
My mind has wandered before in the middle of sex.
Look at that rat over there in the cage.
Mike Wad.
Hi rat. That was an ADD.
I know. I mean, that's literally happened to us in the podcast before.
But we have like,
you're talking, and I'm just like, hi, Mr. Rat.
Yeah. Oh, I've done it too.
Yeah.
I'm still listening, but I'm like, what is he doing over here?
I know. But some my mind
could
be has like wandered.
You're a rat in a cage.
My mind has wandered before.
I know.
In the thralls of intercourse.
I hated that.
You're to the thralls of intercourse.
Yes. I knew a person who liked like rat play. Like he wanted to be in like newspaper shreds, like in a nest. That was his ultimate thing. Like he really wanted to be like a rat.
I mean, I could see it like a almost like a derivative.
It's like a pup play.
Like a pup play kind
but
of thing.
But rat. I was like, that's super interesting. Never thought about that.
I mean, yeah, there's like cat play, there's pony play. It would only
But just that's super rare.
Let's do the whole zodiac mama. Let's get some
mama. How dare you?
Mama.
Ooh.
I actually hate that song. I hate Queen.
I hate Queen too. Oh my god, we really
bonding moment.
That's gonna piss off a lot of people. I don't care.
I hate Queen.
I'm so over it.
So overplayed. Yep. I can objectively recognize that the fact that a lot of their music was good and revolutionary for the time.
Absolutely.
It is so overplayed and so overdone.
Absolutely.
It's not as great as everyone says it is. So.
I would say it's pretty great.
But not as great as like all the buildup is. Sure. I'd say buildup as if it's like something hot and new. But.
I mean, it is really amazing music, but I just don't like it anymore. I'm just over it. Metal bondage. What the fuck? Why does it have that?
I don't know why that's a separate category.
Why is that a separate category? I guess
Wikipedia,
like,
get your shit together. I don't know why metal bondage is separate.
Oh, it's different to have a straitjacket versus a metal.
Like being chained up or whatever.
Sure. Okay. So there you go, Wikipedia. That's a thing.
Or cages, too.
I have been in a couple straitjackets. They're interesting.
Yeah.
The problem is... I was in a bondage chair, you know, at an event. Mm-hmm. Like a really nice wooden bondage chair with like nice straps and everything. And they were like... I was like, I bet I can get out of that. And they're like... No, you can't. And I was like,
you're a bratty bottom, aren't you?
No, I wasn't. It's not really that, but I was like, I'm serious. I think I can get out of that. And then they put me in it, and my hands are so small in my arms that I was like, whoop, whoop. And then I just started to, like, get out of all my bondage, and I was wearing motocross boots, so those, I just took my foot out of them, because the strap was down there. Like, I'm like, I can get out of this shit. And then I got out of it, and I was like, two middle fingers, like, what's up?
You bratty bottom.
Oh, you that. Bratty bottom you.
I hate that, though. I would hate you.
If it was a dom I respected.
You wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't do that.
Okay. But I guess if it was like
searching
more like
joking, for doms in all the wrong places.
What was that?
I don't know. I really want dom.
Wait. You just want a dom.
Yeah.
It's good Odie a dom.
Please don't call me Odie.
Nighty.
I'm Nido anyway. Night? Ew.
Ugh.
You grew up in the 90s.
No, you did.
I said I.
You said you.
It's not always about you.
You said you.
I definitely said I. We can play it back later.
We can. We'll see who's right.
Me, as usual.
Salsa?
What about bondage with water?
You mean waterboarding?
No. Jesus. I mean, I did know some like extreme bondage pups that wanted to try that.
The drip torture?
Isn't that waterboarding, basically?
No.
No, oh, no. Waterboarding is the feelings of drowning.
The drip torture is setting something up to drip in the same place over and over and over and over again for hours at a time to the point where it eventually becomes painful.
Why does it become painful?
It just does. Just because just that gentle impact over and over and over again for hours actually becomes painful.
I'll pass.
Okay.
Also, long-term bondage for me, I just get bored.
This is where, like, the mind starts to water.
Water, yeah.
Water bondage.
Yeah, my mind will absolutely start to wander with that.
What am I thinking for
dinner? Well, I'm thinking of, like, you know,
what's
like,
for dinner tonight?
Like,
yeah.
Houdini shit where, like, you're in a water tank, but bondage. That'd be interesting. Like,
that'd be fun. I haven't seen much of that.
Yeah, I know some people into, like, snorkeling gear.
Snorkeling gear.
Yeah. Because it's...
I mean, I get it. It's gear.
It's neoprene, too.
It's... It makes sense. So I've never just...
Like, some guys... I've never thought of that. Went in their, like, diving gear at Gear Blast in the
pool.
Why
the fuck not? Yeah.
It's like, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Why buy more gear if you literally already have some?
Yeah. I know someone, not really personally, but my friends know him, who did a scene that was... He got... the shit kicked out of him, put boards over him and ran a truck over him, tied to a truck, dragged along the dirt while he drove, made him watch his grave, like they dug a grave and they shouted insults at him and like spit on him, buried him alive, and then they took him out of the grave, shot him point blank with a gun. He had a vest on, point blank, and that's when he came.
That's incredibly
This
hot.
Is the same motherfucker who literally had
a... Is this the guy who had changed diapers?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
This is the same motherfucker that, like, had a grenade in his ass while he jerked off that if he pulled the pin, it would have exploded.
Not the grenade.
You're, like, getting hard thinking about this shit.
Outside of the gun to the chest with the bulletproof vest.
Yeah,
that's... Oh, that was so incredibly hot.
That's insane.
I love that.
Gear Blast was fun because we
didn't
watch...
Not anytime soon, but I 100% would love to be in that situation.
Good luck. You're going to need to find the doms to know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
At Gear Blast, it was funny because we watched...
So if you're out there...
He used to be my friend. He's not my friend now, but...
And you like a walrus-sized sub.
A lot of people are into big guys, it's actually...
I know, but still. I'm just letting them know.
If anything, you're more uncommon in the kink community. It's all about twinks, twinks, twinks.
Well, then you'll find some people who like you.
Rotunda. Anyway, at Gear Blast, we like watched one person drag the pup out. And he used to be in the military as a... Navy SEAL?
Marine? No.
The really intense ones. Marine. That's really dangerous.
Marine.
But like the Navy SEAL division. Marines. It's not just a Marine.
Isn't it?
No. I'm pretty sure no.
You know, like Green Beret? What?
Like they do like rescue missions in the, like they get dropped off and rescue people in the water type shit.
Coast Guard?
And this guy was also literally in Black Hawk Down. The actual Black Hawk Down.
Oh, you have talked about him before?
Yeah. Anyway, he dragged this pup aside and... beat the shit out of him in public, like in the woods, and we were all just like watching there, and it was like I could use some goddamn popcorn, and like he was beating him so bad.
That's so hot.
And just yelling at him because, you know, like a drill sergeant would.
Yeah,
but like
you worthless sack of shit.
Yeah, it was just like, oh my god. And then I saw him later and I was just like, you're purple. Like you are purple at this point because you have so many bruises.
That is so incredibly hot.
That was just fun to watch. I would never want to be in a situation that
I would.
Intense.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, I've caned people. That's always fun. Made their calves purple.
Ever broke skin or no?
Eventually it can, yeah.
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 That's what I mean, like, how far had you taken it? Yeah.
But, like, usually that's probably when you should stop.
Yeah.
Respect the body, you know?
We're really out here saying respect the body.
You know?
After...
But...
You're purple. Yeah. Respect the body.
I also just love shot color in my bondage, but please.
Chef's kiss.
10 out of 10. What if I was blowing you a kiss right now?
I'd reject it.
Whatever bounces off of me and sticks to cum, or however it goes.
What?
Bounces off me and sticks to you, except it's cum. Bondage. So what's your dream bondage experience?
That's my dream bondage, not gonna lie, what you kind of said earlier, with like...
Kind of kidnap situation?
Oh, yeah.
Beat up.
Okay, there was this one, and this is actually, it was straight bondage, but there was a girl who she was tied up in a full body, almost like medieval torture kind of harness, where it was essentially the silhouette of her body, and then there was like a cage that wrapped around the front and the back, and she was then lowered into a pool of water and left there for like 48 hours, and then they raised her back up and then did the horrible things to her, like the bondage things.
That's so bad for your skin, though. Well, you'd be a raisin, and then everything would immediately break your skin. You'd prune up. That would be awful. Why would you want that?
Because it's hot. It's the headspace.
You'd shit in the water.
Probably. That's true.
No, that doesn't sound pleasant at all.
And, okay, don't worry about the logistics of it.
I'm thinking about it, because you gotta.
Stop thinking about the logistics.
It's not like you have an underwater diaper.
Fine, then. Just for a few hours, then. And then afterwards, you raise them up, and you do horrible things to them.
Just remove the water part.
No water. Fine.
God. I like water sports, just not that.
But yeah, I would love that. Just to kind of be like left somewhere and forgotten for a while, which is ironically your horror story.
Yeah.
But honestly, I really like the aspect of just being tied up and like come back to a few hours later.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like the whole like being treated as an item kind of like motif.
I mean, it kind of goes with this. We had a friend at Gear Blast that... Or, no, he wasn't my friend. He was their friend that wanted to, like, always wanted to be kidnapped. So they set up a scene where they kidnapped
him. Oh, yeah, I love kidnap play.
Dragged him away and beat the fuck out of him. He came back with his eyebrows shaved off.
That's so hot.
I knew you'd say that. His eyebrows were gone.
That is so incredibly hot.
And his hair was shaved off, too. He had to go to work, like, the next week.
That would be even hot.
That would be even hot.
That would genuinely be so fucking hot.
How do you explain
to
that?
To have to go to work.
How do
like
you explain that?
Oh, just say, like... I shaved my hair out of
I donated my eyebrows to Eyebrows Locks of Love. What?
But just something like that. Just
oh, say it's for a drag event, you know, yeah. You just and then draw them on poorly.
But just genuinely, I would be totally fine with that. That would be so fucking hot. Just the thought of that and have to be reminded of that every single time you went to work or looked in a mirror.
If that ever happens, you have to post a picture of the Discord. Have to. Because that's fucking hilarious and I'll never let you live it down. Ever. Like, literally never. It'll be, like, the cover of one of our podcasts.
Of Anthrocast magazine. Yeah. Or WooCast magazine.
Magazines are dead, baby. Podcasts are where it's at. So that's just your dream bond, just to get the shit kicked out of you, basically.
Just, like, I want to be treated like shit. Like, garbage. Like, tied up and, like, left for a while. Kidnapped, beaten up, you know.
I would love to do this for you non-sexually. It sounds like so much fun. Just as a friend to a friend.
Just...
I could do this so well. Except for transporting you anywhere, I would need one hell of a wheelbarrow.
Even just the thought of being thrown in the back of someone's car. Just like that.
How the fuck? You can like, get some strong motherfuckers north.
You motherfucker.
I'm serious. Logistics.
I'm over here trying to like...
Yeah, like a, someone
I'm
like...
Trying to I'm trying to express my...
Get the forklift up and like...
I'm trying to express my fantasies and you're just like, I'm worrying about the logistics and practicalities of these situations.
Because fantasies can become real, but you need to be more practical about them.
We're not going to be planning out the logistics of my kinky escapades.
Why not? It's fun.
Well, what is your ultimate dream fantasy?
I knew you were going to throw that back at me and I...
Like, genuinely, though. Like, assuming, like, you didn't need to worry about, like, the...
Me and pup gear and a pup hood servicing, like... 100 guys. Like, just dick after dick after dick coming all over me. Like, circles, just fucking I'm their cum rag.
Like, bukkake would be an understatement. Okay.
Yes. Like, so much cum, it's fucking absurd.
Yeah.
Just, and then just jerking off with all that cum on me. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's boring.
I don't
care. It's also not bondage. I asked you what your dream bondage experience was, and you gave me something that wasn't bondage.
I could be bound up at the same time. I don't care. I wouldn't be. I just want.
That's such a cop out.
I just want all the dicks. Bondage? I mean, like I said, I'm not. That's not your main thing. I need to unlock more of myself before I understand bondage better.
To unlock more of myself.
I do though. I need to like.
That's why I asked you. Like
so, like right now,
without the mental barrier.
But like, it's not the same because I don't know.
Okay.
Like I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
We'll get there someday.
Oh, thanks, Dom Daddy North. Fucking.
We'll find you somewhere.
I do really like when being the like cocky Dom that's like, oh, you can go fuck yourself and I'll just do it. Like, just like, because they doubt me because I'm small, but I like that dynamic of I'm small, but you fucking have to listen to me anyway.
But you're a cunt. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would be a fucking cunt.
You're a cunt in real life.
And I would love to hurt the fuck out of them, especially if they disrespect me. In a scene with consent, obviously. Duh. But I do like being that type of Dom.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, despite my size, I will beat the shit out of you.
As a Dom, and I know this is totally fine if this is you, I don't like a bratty bottom. I'm not a huge fan of brats.
So you didn't like when I was at Gear Blast and I kept on calling...
No!
I kept on calling someone... What was it? I don't remember. It was like... what did I call him? I'm trying to remember... It was like some other... He was a furry, and I called him some species that he wasn't that was submissive. And I kept on doing that. And then he eventually threw me to the ground and started kicking me. And I was like, same thing. I just kept saying it. I was like, bitch. And then he kicked me more to be like, you're still a bitch. And then he kicked me. And I'm like, ow, fucking bitch. And then he kept on going. And after a while, I was like, okay. I was like, ow. And I don't like pain.
Yeah.
But it was with a bunch of people
you're
watching.
You're just such a brat.
Yeah, and I also like to see where I can, what my pain tolerance can be pushed to. That's super interesting to me and hot, kind of hot.
Okay, and that would, being a brat kind of gives you the ability to do that.
Yeah, because it makes them want to hit you more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes them want to hate you.
But if it's the right Dom fucking beating his shit, I'll do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it just depends
on the
person.
Want to hit me with your car? Yeah.
Hit me with your best car. Fire. No, what is, instead of fire away, like.
Drive away.
Drive away.
Yeah, let's do a hit and run BDSM scene.
Hey, if it's a consensual scene, woo!
A hit and run BDSM scene.
That's really funny. Like, you're bound, and then someone's like, oh, God! And they try to swerve, but it's like, boom, boom. And they're like, oh, well, drive away.
As if you're like a deer.
Yeah, and they're like, eh. You're in Chicago, though. You're in, like, the capital of...
But I'm also brand new to the scene, though.
There's, like, Seattle and there's Chicago.
I'm, like, brand new to the scene, which kind of sucks. So I'm still trying to build those connections. Like, you keep talking about, like, oh, I know so-and-so. I'm still trying to build, like, my connections, my network. So, of, like, who I know and who I can play with. So, I'm getting there.
I just need to get you to the kink parties at MFF.
Yeah. Assuming MFF happens, but yeah.
It will. They're all held by, like, Chicago fairs, basically.
Well, I mean, it's a Chicago
con. Right, no, I'm just saying. So. They're the ones that will hold the room parties that you usually need to get invited to, but... I'm like, this is my podcast host? Do you think you could let him in? You're gonna need to get gear before then, though. You need to get some fucking gear. Get your ass in gear.
Yeah.
Literally.
I hate you so much.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
May the best.
Get your ass in gear. I hope he eats ass.
God. You're so mean. For the record, I was telling his boyfriend. His boyfriend is sliding around on the hardwood with socks. And I told his boyfriend, oh, I'm waiting for you just to eat ass.
And then I just stared at him going like...
I was convinced and said like, that's a turn of phrase. I meant to say, I hope he like eats shit.
Yeah.
Meaning like the context of like, I hope he like face plants or whatever.
And I was just staring at him and I was like...
I was confident like, I hope he eats ass.
I was waiting for you to get it. You never did. Because then my boyfriend's like, did you mean eat shit? And you're like, nah. And then you like laugh. You're like, oh no. And then we're like, oh my God.
I was convinced in the fact it was, I hope you eat ass.
I hope you eat ass. You little slut.
God. This weekend's been a train wreck of me not knowing how to speak English.
It's been really bad. I mean, the weekend's been good, but your English is not.
It hasn't been it, mama. It's
not
been
your mama.
That's a J-Lo song. I ain't your mama.
So what are your guys' kink experiences in the comments? Let me know.
Oh, we need to come up with it. If you made it this far, what...
Oh, if you made it this far, make your breast, make your best impression of someone in bondage, like, and they can't talk.
Oh, like type it out.
Yeah, type it out. Mm-hmm. Like that type of thing. Like type the onomatopoeia of that.
Oh God, the comments are gonna be.
Yeah, I can't
they're gonna
wait.
Be a wild ride. Also, remember to leave questions. We don't have any questions for this episode.
Well, because we recorded like four back to back to
back. But please, yes. please leave questions in this video.
Do it, Beach.
It's very much appreciated. It doesn't need to be kink related. It can be just about anything.
Relationship advice. Yeah.
Just anything.
What's sex.
We had someone in Anthrocast ask us waffles or pancakes. That was it.
Be like blue waffles or pancake. No, I'm just kidding. Ew. Don't look that up.
Soggy waffles or pancakes.
What's a soggy waffle?
That's when a bunch of guys come on a waffle.
No, I'd rather be the waffle. Ooh, woo, I want to be a waffle.
Technically, soggy waffle is a game you play with a bunch of guys, and the last guy to come has to eat the waffle covered in cum.
That'd be very unpleasant. I really don't like food mixed with cum. Or anything sexual with food.
I've mixed cum in with my hummus.
You made cummus?
I made cummus. I've genuinely mixed cum in with hummus, and I've also added it to a cake frosting. Just for me, though. I would not share that with... I don't know. I just thought, like, this is... I'm bored.
Well, Conrad made a cake for his dad.
No! Conrad, don't listen to this.
He won't. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He's too popular.
Okay. Anyway, that's the broad topic of bondage, but you got a lot of my personal experiences, so...
Story time central. Me making cummus.
So anyway, that's been the AwooCast. We'll get episode. More. We'll get way more in depth about some of these topics later, for sure.
Oh but yeah,
I'd love to have guests talk to them about it. You know, each of their specialities, as the British say.
The British. Jesus Christ!
Don't worry, we love British viewers, listeners.
We love our British
whatever.
Bottoms.
I like them when they have a big uncut cock, but
oh, that's true.
I don't care if they're a bottom or not. Just give me that dick.
But where can they find you to support you on Naito?
I was about to say that, and also I'm Naito. It is patreon.com/OdenWolf. It doesn't directly support
I'm Naito.
This. It doesn't directly support this, but it does help. That's patreon.com/OdenWolf. I don't make any money on this, so if you want to support, do it. Also, these literally aren't monetized even, so I quite literally make nothing on them. And it's how I pay North. And also, don't forget our sponsor, Big Balloon Animal, at bigballoonanimal.com. Use my coupon code OWO at checkout for 10% off your entire order. This is a great website. You can buy crazy loons, big balloons, small balloons, printed balloons, rideable balloons. It's just support them. They're a great furry business. Again, that's coupon code OWO at checkout for 10% off your order. And also merch at odinwolf.storemv.com, which is amazing.
Wee.
What about you?
Well, there's patreon.com/koboldnorthcote, which is my main method of monetary accumulation for my content creation here on YouTube. Doesn't support the podcast, but I'm a broke college student, and I could very much appreciate for just $1 a day, you too can help support this poor college student. You're horrible. He is rubbing a balloon against his teeth. Which is probably the cleanest thing to ever touch his teeth in the last month, because he doesn't brush his teeth.
I brush them sometimes.
When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Tonight?
Before that?
Yesterday?
Really?
If I have a guest over, I'm brushing my teeth every day. I like how that's like...
Doesn't smell like it. Anyway.
That's because I have tons of stones, but thank you. Anyway,
You could find us on multiple places, many platforms.
Where? Which ones? Which ones can you fucking find us at? You fucking bitch! Say it! Quick! Spit it out or I'm gonna keep hitting you. Where can you find us?
You can find us on Podbean, Amazon Music, Audible, and Spotify!
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It's only okay. Four.
Ow, we hit your metal chain. It hurt my fingy a little.
Did it actually hurt?
A little bit.
Anyway, thank you so much for watching this episode.
Oh, why? You gonna close it out? Go on. No, go.
And bye-bye.
Fuck you. That's been the AwooCast this week. I've been your host, Naito Flow, and I've been joined with...
Kobold Northcote.
And,
Send help.